This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There may or may not be a relief bill by the end of the week. We just don't know. Depends on what Republicans in the Senate decide. As we've been telling you, millions of people are facing loss of benefits and they risk eviction in just a couple of weeks. Also paying close attention, though, airlines, which got $25 billion as part of the CARES Act back in March and are hoping for a refrain. United Airlines is one of those airlines. Scott Kirby is the CEO. Mr. Kirby, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let me toss you the easy softball first, and if you'll pardon the pun, give me the 30,000-foot view of commercial aviation right now in this economy.
Well, it's really tough right now. We were at the tip of the spear, one of the first industries to see the impact of the coronavirus, one of the largest impacts. Our revenues, we just updated our guidance, are going to be down 70% in the fourth quarter. But as bad as that is, we've been using the Winston Churchill quote that we've perhaps reached the end of the beginning. And because of the wonderful news on vaccines, we can now see the light at the end of the tunnel.
What's your time horizon? How much longer do you think until you get back to something near normal?
Well, it really does depend on the vaccine rollout. We think we need to get 60% of the traveling public essentially vaccinated before we start getting back to normal. We've really thought all the way back to May that was going to take until towards the end of next year. I hope it happens sooner. There's certainly a lot of forecasts that the vaccine will be widely distributed well before that. And I hope those forecasts are right. But we're still planning as if it is towards the end of 2021.
Okay, so let me turn to getting out of this mess. Congress, as you know, has not been able to agree on another relief plan. What does United and what do airlines want to see out of a relief plan if it comes?
I think it really is important for the U.S. economy that Congress act. There are parts of the economy that are gangbusters right now. If you're in online distribution, if you're selling home repair goods, but there are parts that are in the most devastating depression in history. Take aviation with revenues down 70% still. And those parts of the economy need support. And if you look at aviation, we're a critical part of the infrastructure in the United States, and the recovery will be less robust if critical infrastructure is allowed to degrade. We're hoping that Congress will get something done, not just for aviation, but for the parts of the economy that really are suffering right now and need help.
But as you know, Mr. Kirby, airlines and United got billions of dollars in that first package. And then as soon as you could, you furloughed and laid people off. Why do you get another bite at the apple if that's what you did?
So most people thought that this would be in the rearview mirror within 6 months. That's why it was designed to cover our payroll costs during that time period, but not beyond. I think if Congress had known how long this was going to last back then, the programs would have lasted longer. And it's the reason, by the way, there's broad bipartisan, bicameral support for including aviation in any legislation that passes.
As you know, though, sir, airlines spent a huge portion, Bloomberg has it above 90% of their cash flow, on stock buybacks back in the middle of this decade. You had the cash, and now you need cash. Why, again, do you have to come to the American taxpayer?
Well, look, hindsight is 2020. At United, we didn't spend anywhere close to 90% of our cash flow on share buybacks. But this pandemic was a crisis not of airlines making. It was, something happening outside of our control. And that has been the reason that it's been important for the government to step in a situation like this, where there's a critical crisis that impacts the U.S. economy and some portions of the economy even more heavily than others.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. I want to talk about business travel, which, as you more than most are well aware, is the bread and butter of airline profits these days, or has been, or was till March. There are predictions. Bill Gates has said 50% is never going to come back, but, take your pick on others. It's a fair bet that a lot of companies are going to see some worth in Zoom meetings instead of sending people across the country. What are you going to do as you're running United to make up for that loss in business travel? First of all, do you buy it? And then how are you going to make up for it?
The biggest answer is I don't buy it. And I recognize that my view is not the consensus. I do think it'll take a couple of years for business demand to come back. But as nice a substitute as Zoom and Teams have been during the pandemic when there's no alternative, there it is nowhere close to being there in person, building relationships, having a dinner. And I think that the first time a company loses a sale to a competitor because they tried to do a sales call on Zoom and their competitor showed up in person is the last time that they will try to make sales calls on Zoom. And so I do think it'll take a couple more years for business demand to recover, but we're expecting it to fully recover.
Fair point. And this will actually be the last thing, and I apologize for the head fake earlier. But you mentioned
people, okay.
You mentioned people and being in the same room and all of that. And I want to ask you a question about you. You and I have never met. We're doing this on the phone. And you know, had times have been different, I had to come out to Chicago or wherever you would happen to be waiting out this pandemic and talk to you. But you come across in my research as a hard-charging, elbows out, straight-ahead kind of guy. And I wonder whether being in the actual top job at a big company like United changes you a little bit.
It absolutely changes you. You know, coming into the top job, particularly at this moment during the crisis, you know, will be the defining event of my career. It doubles down the emphasis on people because so much of what I've done, almost everything that I've done in the last 8 to 9 months has been about safety, about health, about finding out what the right policies in a really uncertain environment. So my main job is about people and taking care of people. And if I focus on that, you know, we have 100,000 great people at United Airlines, and they'll figure out how to take care of running the airline, taking care of each other and our customers.
Scott Kirby, he's the CEO of United Airlines. Mr. Kirby, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.